You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Avner Craig speaking. We're thankful that you're a part of our congregation, and we trust you'll stay with us. Trust that the Lord will make our service a blessing to you today. We're opening the musical part of our service today with the Way of Truth singer singing for us about a subject that is very important to people today, and I trust that you'll stay with us as we want to deal with the subject today. Sin will take you further than you want to go. It will keep you longer than you want to stay, and it'll do more harm to you than what many people want to admit. So listen as the Way of Truth singers sing for us, Sin Will Take You Further.
As a child I foolishly turned God away, not knowing the heartache a sinner must face. But God in His goodness has let me return to share with His children this lesson I learned. Sin will take you farther than you want to go. Slowly but wholly taking control. Sin will leave you longer than you want to stay. Sin will cost you far more than you
Father, we're truly thankful for the privilege of sharing the Way of Truth broadcast with this precious people today. We're thankful for everyone in our congregation, and I believe that you see each one, you love each one, You are concerned for each one. And we're trusting that you'll use us and use our broadcast to be a benefit and a blessing to our congregation. So may the precious Holy Spirit work in and through this broadcast to the edification and benefit of souls. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our subject for today's broadcast, Freedom from Sin. And our text of scripture, Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Apostle John also tells us that the wages of sin, or sin, is the transgression of the law of Christ. Now, sin is man's greatest enemy. Some do not seem to realize the seriousness of sin. And I would like for you to consider with me today the condemnation of sin, the power of sin, and the corruption of sin. First of all, freedom from the condemnation of sin. Everyone is guilty of sin. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we read in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. If we say we have never sinned, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. 1 John 1 and 8. Now, John does not say that we continue a life of sin after we're saved. What John is saying here is, if we say that we have lived in this world and have never committed sin, we are deceived and the truth is not in us. In fact, we make God a liar, the Bible says. For the word of God says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Known sin separates us from God. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. That's Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2. So sin separates a person from God. And of course, to be separated from God is to be separated from the source of life. This idea that we all sin more or less every day in word, deed, or thought is not scriptural. The Bible does not teach that at all. The Bible teaches, as I have just read, that sin separates us from God. And the ultimate condemnation for ungiven sin is the second death in the lake of fire. So we read in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8. The first death is whenever you come to the knowledge of right and wrong and you knowingly and willingly sin, then you die. And I'm speaking spiritually. You are separated from God and you experience the first death. If you continue a life of sin, die in your sin, and you appear before the judgment bar of God in a sinful state, you will be eternally cast away from the presence of God, and that is the second death. And you do not want to experience that, for that means eternal separation from God, eternal death. There is freedom from the condemnation of sin. Yes, thank God there is freedom from the condemnation of sin. There is, therefore, now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So we read in Romans 8 and 1. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. So Jesus said in John 8, chapter 8 and verse 36. In Christ there is perpetuation, there is redemption, there is justification. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ, whom God has set forth to be a perpetuation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins. So we read in Romans chapter 3, verses 24 and 25. So Jesus Christ came into this world, suffered, bled, and died upon the cross of Calvary, so that we could be freely justified. He is our perpetuator. He is the one who paid the debt that we could not owe. And we have redemption from this condemnation. As the hymn writer said, Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow, or washed us white as snow. So there is freedom from the condemnation of sin through the shed blood of the Son of God. Now, number two, freedom from the power of sin. The problem of sin is not limited to condemnation of sin. No, sin also has power to enslave a person so they cannot do what they want to do. Now, people refer to Romans 7 as Paul's experience as a Christian. Paul was not speaking in the 7th chapter of Romans about his experience as a Christian. He was speaking of himself as a Pharisee, a mere church member. And he said there that he did not have the power to do what he should do, and that he did not have the power to keep from doing things that he knew he should not do. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that I do. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Again, I say, Paul was not speaking of an experience of salvation. If you want to see the Apostle Paul as a Christian, then remember what I read just a few moments ago in Romans 1 and 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So Paul was speaking of himself as a sinner, blind and bound and in the power of sin, and he was not able to do what he should do, and he wasn't able to keep from doing what he should not do. But thank God there is freedom from the power of sin. We read in the 5th chapter of Mark about a man who was possessed with a legion of demons, and he cut himself and weeped and wailed at all hours of the night, and he acted like a crazy man, although he was not. The demons had taken away from him his power to use his mind in a proper way. But Jesus came across the sea, and this man came running to Jesus, and Jesus cast out those demons. And whenever the townspeople came out, they saw this man sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. So there is power through Christ and through his shed blood. There is power to receive deliverance from sin. Sin also has the power to enslave a person so they cannot do what they want to do. And Paul makes this plain there in Romans 7, as I have just read. Jesus told those Jews who said they had never been in bondage, he said to them, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. John 8 and 34. So anyone who claims that they've never been in this bondage of sin is deceiving themselves, for everyone who does commit sin is a servant of sin. They are a slave to sin. I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. So when one commits known sin, they become a slave to sin. And remember our text, the wages of sin is death. Thank God there is freedom from the power of sin. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So Jesus said in John 8, 31 and 32. Isaiah, speaking of the coming of the Messiah, said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Isaiah 61, 1. Yes, sin is a prison, and you are bound. You are a captive, and you are a slave when you live in sin. I know a lot of people want to make fun of sin, but sin is not something to make fun of. When Jesus Christ went in the synagogue there at Nazareth, the scroll of Isaiah was handed to him, and he turned to this scripture that I have just read, and he read that passage of scripture to the people there in the synagogue, and then he handed the scroll back to the rabbi, and he said to the people there in the synagogue, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. The Apostle Paul, after he was arrested at Jerusalem and later taken to Caesarea, he was called before Agrippa to testify in regard to the accusations the Jews had brought against him. And in his testimony, Paul said to Agrippa that Jesus Christ had called him to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. And he went on to say, to open their eyes and to turn them from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith which is in Christ. So obedience to the gospel breaks the power of sin. The Apostle Paul said here in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth. And salvation is deliverance. That's what the meaning of salvation is, deliverance from sin. The angel told Joseph that Mary would bring forth a son, and that should call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Not in sin, no. God never saves people in their sins and lets them go on living in sin. He saves them from sin. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. And so there is power in the gospel, power to deliver from sin. Now the third point that I want to mention, freedom from the corruption of sin. Yes, sin is very corrupting to the soul and to the body as well. Adam and Eve were cast from the Garden of Eden and away from the tree of life. Thus, physical death as well as spiritual death ensued. It is true they lived on for many years after they sinned and died spiritually. They lived on in a physical body, but the time came whenever they died. Now the effects of sin has permeated all creation. God told Adam, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the plants of the field. In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. Genesis chapter 3, verse 17 and 19. So sin has permeated the entire creation. The worst corruption of all, the worst corruption of all, is how sin corrupts the soul. There will be freedom from all corruption. Through salvation, the soul is cleansed from the corruption and power of sin. And when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. So we are told in Colossians 3 and 4. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruption shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. So we are told in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 through 54 and verse 26. The freedom from sin that is available in Christ involves all three of the points that I have mentioned on the broadcast today. Freedom from the curse of sin or the power of sin, freedom from the bondage of sin, and freedom from the corruption of sin. Yes, Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Salvation, deliverance from sin, life eternal is found only in Jesus Christ and through His shed blood. Jesus gave His life to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify unto Himself a separate people zealous of good works. No, God did not determine that certain ones were to be saved and certain ones were to be lost. Salvation is offered to all. Whosoever will may come and drink of the waters of life freely. Heavenly Father, bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If our broadcast has been a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement to us to know. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. Our fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You can listen to a broadcast on our archives if you've missed any, or if you'd like to hear it again. And we invite you to be with us in our services. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, our evening service at 6, and our Wednesday evening service at 7. And our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being with us, and we invite you to tune in the station next week at the same time when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Though my sins were as scarlet,